Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Chef Katrina with Marketing Ingredients Podcast. Super excited to have you guys here with me this morning. And please forgive me, I have a little bit of a cold, so my voice sounds a little rough today. So I do apologize for that one. Hopefully this will go away very shortly. So I may be stopping every now and then to sip on a drink of water to go through this. So really what I wanted to talk with you guys today is about the power of Google Plus and your blog. Like many bloggers out there, everyone's always asking, where's the best place to post your blog post? You know, what should I be doing? And it was actually kind of funny, because I know we've talked about this in previous podcasts, but the ability to socialize your blog yourself is really one of the big components of blogging online, right? Because nobody wants to be the first one to share. For some bizarre reason, it seems to be that way. And the best thing you can do is actually kind of create that first engagement before readers come to your site so they know that there's something special about this blog post and that it should be shared and it should be talked about with other people. So the power of Google Plus in your blog really for me is very important overall in terms of influence. When I've talked with a lot of bloggers out there, we've kind of been discussing, you know, where is the best place to post your blog, where is the most ROI for your blog post, and it really is not only the content itself, but how you're driving traffic to it, how you're getting found through the internet, social media, and the likes. So one reason I'm a big fan of Google Plus, which just recently, if you guys have not been on there or you haven't been on there for a while, has completely changed their platform. So it's kind of like a new platform all over again, trying to find out where all the buttons are and all that fun stuff. But, you know, that's one of the downfalls of using social media is that you have no control over the platform, how it looks, how you engage with it. And because of that, you're just really subjected to having to constantly learn, update, and grow your experience around these different social platforms, which, again, ties back to why we talk a lot about choosing one social media platform for traffic, for driving traffic to your blog. Because if you are trying to master all the changes that go on Facebook daily, plus all the changes that take place, like right now currently on Google+, plus all the changes that would be taking place on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and all these platforms that change up almost on a constant daily basis, you literally would get into overwhelm, into mass confusion, and you'd be ready to tear the hair out of your head. So focusing on one platform for total engagement is crucial, but having access to other platforms is going to help your blog also. So finding the right niche for your blog is really important. When this topic came up, even at one of our 10K masterminds this weekend, where those that attended paid 10K to come to this three-day event to really get some great mentorship, we talked about niche marketing, right? We talked about your avatar, knowing who you're writing to, knowing who your market is, so that you can provide the best content, right? So many of you guys know, and I've brought it up before, that blogging really hits on two key points. Actually, anything we do on the internet hits two key points. It's either going to be education or entertainment. And anything we do online kind of falls into those categories, because we're constantly either looking to educate ourselves or we're going on there just to be entertained and mindlessly, such as scrolling through your Facebook feed, just kind of scanning through. That's more of an entertainment factor, right? One thing I like about Google Plus, above all other platforms at this time, is that all these social media platforms are really geared towards being in their own little world, right? Facebook likes everything Facebook, Twitter likes everything Twitter, and if you start trying to cross platforms, they go completely crazy. Well, the one cool thing about Google Plus is that it is part of Google. So in terms of growing influence, Google Plus is really one of the places you want to build, play, and maintain your image. And the reason for that is that every time you post on Google, you can actually rank a Google post for content, for a keyword, which I think is really interesting. So let's dive into a little bit about Google Plus. I mentioned a couple things we're going to talk about here right now with Google. So why Google Plus? I mentioned this before, is that Google is about influence. So if you, I mean, I still go on all the time and I search things up on Google. Probably more than any other platform to search for information, I search Google for training, education, articles, images, whatever it is. Google's still my go-to person. So because of that, I recognized and was told that there's a difference between having a personal Google Plus account, which you normally get if you have a Gmail address, and then there's the business page, right? So which one do you really want to choose? Interesting thing enough, if you have a Google Plus business page, right, which is your something I actually recommend you get, whether for your personal brand or for your business, but claiming your Google Plus page is probably one of the most influential things you can do on Google Plus. A reason behind that is that because when you post on your Google Plus business page, so if you're writing about your business opportunity, an affiliate company, your MLM, whatever it may be, for those that are inside your circle, right, for those that like you and get to know you, you will show up in their search results. In the top 10 search results on the first page, you will show up as the person that must know something about this particular word or phrase or keyword because your image and your post show up in front of them. You're not going to get that on Facebook, definitely not going to get it on Twitter. Probably most other sites, you're not getting that kind of exposure. So actually by building your circles on Google+, building your influence on Google+, will actually help you rank your content in a post, right? So updating your post, you're like, hey guys, talking about X, Y, and Z today. You know, here's a little bit of information. You can have a long post, and it'll actually rank in the search engines for your audience, which I think is absolutely amazing because you don't, I don't know another platform out there that does that, right? So in my mind, it only makes sense to be where you're going to get the most exposure, and Google Plus is right now for your business is going to give you the most exposure. So we just talked about it, you know, step number three, the power of a post. And it really is shocking. Most people don't know that. But if I were to look up a specific keyword or phrase online, so like, okay, I'm looking up, you know, X, Y, and Z, if anybody in my circle is talking about that product or service, they're going to show up in my feed as someone that's either commented or talked about it. And by doing that, does that not make you either want to buy that product more or at least become associated with that person? Because if they're talking about it, then this must be true, it must be factual, and other people must know about it. So really a key important ingredient is making sure that you're using Google+, making sure that you have your business page, and making sure that you're writing powerful posts, right, that both engage, entertain, and also can help you rank for certain words within that post inside of your audience. So I'm hoping this makes a lot of sense to you guys because really this is a powerful, powerful tool. And I don't think people, especially entrepreneurs, realize just how powerful it is to be playing on Google+, probably more so than even Facebook at this point and anything else that's out there. Like, I'm total Google+ fanatic at this point. The power of communities is the second thing I really want to talk with you about is because I love communities on Google+. And the reason I like them is because I am a systematic person, right? Being a former chef, I like things to be in a certain place, a certain area. I want to be able to find things fairly easily. I want to have a search engine that actually can search the content in there and give me the answers that I'm looking for. Because Google already has all that algorithm and all that's been in place for so long, right? Having the Google communities has actually been a huge benefit. So every time I create a mastermind group or I'm creating a challenge or anything that's relevant to my business and I want a small group of people to come together in a shared space to chit-chat, I have found the communities to be an amazing, amazing place to continue to get expert advice, to build your influence, to help others, to be searchable, first and foremost, and really give you a sense of engagement within there. You know, one downfall, so I will tell you one downfall, and I'm hoping this will get eventually corrected, is that within another couple of the social media platforms, when you have a continuous conversation, you can actually add photos into that conversation, maybe screenshots or whatever, so people can see what you want to do. Unfortunately, with the Google Plus community, if you have an image to share, you can't share it in the comment thread. You actually have to create a whole new post. At the same time, I think that creates for better engagement because now instead of being buried inside of the comment section, it's actually created its own little engagement again so people can see the image, comment on it, and it creates a different thread. So I think there's pros and cons to burying an image inside of a comment thread or having it reposted out there as its own piece of a post again. So either or, kind of something to think about. The fifth thing that I mentioned here, if you're sitting here going through this with me on this podcast, is the power of collections. So one thing that I have to give Google total props for is that they're kind of seeing what's out there and kind of creating the best stuff. So it may seem like they're behind the times, but really what they're doing is they're kind of allowing other people to create things and then kind of grab what's the best of. So the power of collections, which is something that was recently added to the Google Plus platform, is really a Pinterest idea, but brought to a searchable avenue within the Google world, right? So, like I said, Google loves Google. I mean, you've already got YouTube, which is one of the biggest, best, most badass platforms you can be on for putting out content and videos. And, yes, again, you could be shut down and you could be banned and there could be all sorts of things, but you take a chance with any platform that you're on, right? Don't let the fear of failure or being shut down keep you from exposing yourself to your audience. And it also makes really good content later. You're like, oh, my gosh, YouTube banned me. And then you get everybody riled up in your community, and the next thing you know, you're popular just because you got banned. So pros and cons to everything, right? So the power of collections really allows you to create pin boards kind of within Google's own little world. So if there's something you're an expert on or something that you're really good at, the ability to post those images, that brand, that idea within collections is really one of the highlights of the Google Plus community. There's so much in terms of really engaging and growing your audience on Google Plus that I see Facebook failing with, because even though they talk about, you know, finding out what your friends do, what you know people are going through, if you're a business or a brand, your friends and family may not even care what you're doing right now. But the idea of being able to influence more people worldwide, and because Google is a searchable search engine, probably the biggest one in the world, why not take advantage of it by playing on Google Plus, creating your business page? In that, not only do you get to rank for your local business, you can then tag your location. They can have updated information on you. Your posts have more weight behind them because they're actually being searched overall. There is just more influence to be had and gathered on the Google Plus platform than I believe any other platform. Now, every platform has its pros and cons. I'm not saying I don't like them. I do. Or I've done podcasts on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest, on whatever. But I still come back to, at the end of the day, the excitement and enthusiasm wrapped around the Google Plus platform, which I have so many clients that come to me and say, I'm so fed up with Facebook and how often it changes and all the crazy stuff that goes on there. Do we have another platform where I can get the same reach and engagement without it costing me anything or without having to update to all the rules and policies? And I'm like, go to Google Plus, because Google Plus is a social platform. And it may take you a little bit longer to build on there, but it is worth the build because of the influence. And every social platform takes time. Right? Everybody thinks that if they just jump on Facebook, they can build this huge following overnight. It's no different going to Twitter. If you're there for the first time, you still have to build a following. On Google Plus, you still have to build a following. But what I love about Google Plus is because if you have the page, right, the business page, and you've claimed your address, and you've claimed your words, and you've attached it to your website, you actually create way more weight and authority within Google itself as a medium for engaging your audience, for building your authority, for building your influence. And to me, it's a much more powerful platform than anyone out there. And that's just my 2 cents about Google Plus. So reasons that Google Plus can help you grow your blog is that when you put your blog post out there on Google Plus, you are ranking it not only in the Google search, but you're also ranking it in the Google post. So it's now searchable content out there. So growing your blog through Google Plus is a massive, massive piece. Making sure you're posting your Google blog post on your business page, letting people know that this is the best place to go to engage and interact with you. Build your communities around your brand, whether they're public or private, completely up to you, but it's going to be a huge element of your business. And again, plug into the collections, post your blog post, post images, and really get your image out there, guys. I am a huge fan of Google Plus, and if you're looking for more information and more training on blogging and how to use it to build your business, visit me over at bloggingingredients.com. This is my blog training site where I give you all the tips and tips on how to profitably build your blog online and get your influence. So thanks, guys, for joining me. Again, my name is Chef Katrina with Marketing Ingredients Podcast, and this has been your 15 minutes of education and training. See you guys next week.